Saint of the Day with Father Anthony Casamento.
Saint John Paul the Great. Born in Wadowice, Poland in 1920, Karol Joseph Wojtyła lost his mother, father and older brother before his 21st birthday. He began a promising academic career at Jagiellonian University, where he learned many languages and became involved with various theatrical groups as an actor and playwright. His studies were cut short, however, following the Nazi invasion of Poland in September 1939. The young Karol Wojtyła had many questions and doubts when he looked at all the suffering and death around during the Nazi occupation. It was during this time that he was introduced to the work of St. John of the Cross, whose insight shaped his worldview and gave him the desire to kindle the flickering light of hope that grew weak in all the turbulence of 20th century Poland. It was under Nazi occupation that St. John Paul II made the decision to enter the seminary. He studied secretly under the protection of the Archbishop of Krakow in a time when priests and seminarians were in danger. After his ordination in 1946, Father Wojtyła completed his doctorate in theology in Rome and returned to communist Poland, where he began a thriving youth ministry and taught philosophy in the University of Lublin. On the 13th of January 1964, Pope Paul VI appointed Bishop Wojtyła as Archbishop of Krakow, and on the 26th of June 1967 created him a cardinal. Bishop Wojtyła took part in the Second Vatican Council and made a significant contribution to the drafting of the Constitution Gaudium et Spes. On the 16th of October 1978, Cardinal Wojtyła was elected Pope, taking the name John Paul II. On the 3rd of May 1981, an attempt was made on Pope John Paul II's life in St. Peter's Square. Saved by the maternal hand of the Mother of God, following a lengthy stay in hospital, he forgave the attempted assassin and, aware of having received a great gift, intensified his pastoral commitments with heroic generosity. In 1985, he initiated the first World Youth Day, an event which has since transformed the lives of millions of young people all over our world. After a long illness, Pope John Paul II passed away in 2005 after the Vigil Mass for Divine Mercy Sunday, a feast that he had instituted. He was canonized in St. Peter's Square on Divine Mercy Sunday in 2014 by Pope Francis. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.